Okay, so finish Sefer Temura. Hilchus Temura, Sefer Korbanis, Perik Dalad, and begin Sefer Taira, Perik Halfen Beis. So, Behemshech 2, the discussion of Temura, they have carbon A that is Kodesh, designated as a carbon, and I want to substitute animal B to take the place of animal A. So, in Perik Dalad, I'm going to discuss what is the case about the babies that animal A has, or the babies that the substitute. The animals of the tumor. Fine. Halach alef ketzad din valdis hakotchim. What is the din of the babies of the kotchim of an animal designated as a carbon? So vlad shlomim, vlad tumor shlomim. Both the babies of a shlomim and the baby of a tumor of a shlomim hara'elu kashlomim, v'him atzmam kashlomim l'chol davar. Meaning that they themselves should be brought as a carbon. Don't wait till they get a mum. They themselves should be brought as a carbon. V'chein vlad hatayda, vlad tumor. So to the baby of a tayda and the baby of the tumor of a tayda hara'elu yikriv of a tayda el shein tunim lechem. They don't require the lachamim that come with it. Shein mevim lachem elam imateida atzma shnema al zevach hateida alav vleyal vlada vleyal tmurasa k'mesh rabbiyanu. So the lacham that comes together with the teida is only on the actual carbon A, animal A of the teida, and not on its baby or the tmura of animal A when it comes to teida. But medevar memurim bevladis atzma avo valdi vladis. If it's the babies of the babies, einam kevim they bechlal should not be brought as a carbon. Rather, they should get a mum and then. The procedure should follow that. Should be teich myself, nika shu humasha oisam legadol mehem adorim adorim, because his myself mechichim that why is he waiting such a long time to bring this animal as a carbon? Because being that he has an interest, because he's going to eat from the animal, so he'll wait till the animal gets larger, have more meat. Lofikach kainsan oisiv leikivim. Therefore, we give him a knas that the babies of the babies, the kind of third generation carbon, shouldn't be ruled as a carbon. Base. Vlad chatos. Baby of a chatas yomos. Needless to say, the baby of the tumor of a chatas, because chatas seed is a special limud that when you designate the chatas, it has to be for a specific aveda. And it goes for that specific chatas and not any offspring of the chatas. And they found inside the mother a baby that was in its fourth stage of pregnancy. Generally speaking, when it comes to goats and sheep, it's 5 months. So it's still. So in this case, it's considered an aver of the mother. So harizon necheles kebsar chatos, it's eaten under the gedder of besar chatos. Shavaldi hakotchim b'meimam him kotchim, him kedushim. Now, vlad tmura sa'ashem, the baby of the tmura v'nashem, uvlad vlad atzei feilam, and its babies, and its offspring, yiru, they should get a mum atchipu behem mum, v'machru vipu d'mehem l'nadava. So you don't actually use that animal for carbon, because an ashem is only a male. Right, the fact that it has offspring, it's mechir, that it's a female. So you got to wait till it gets a mum, and then use that money to buy an eilos nadava. Vim yalda zachar, what happens if a male offspring is born from the female asham, from the tumura? So achar shehikrev ashamay, if the male was born after animal number A was already shechted, already brought as a carbon, so vlad atzme yikrev eilo, you don't have to wait till that male offspring of the tumura's asham gets a mum. It itself can be brought as the carbon. If he designated a female for his ashram and gave birth, both the mother and the offspring should pasture, till they get a mum, and then they are sold, and the value from the money you make from both of these sales, you purchase an ashram, but if the ashram had already been brought, the money should go towards an eilos nadava. Vlad tmura sa'ila, uvlad vlada atzei fa'ila. The offspring of the tmura of an oila and its offspring's offspring until all generations. Hare'elu ka'ila, v'imatz mikru va'ila. They themselves should be brought as the carbon. You don't have to wait till they get a mum and b'chuli. So hivish nekev la'ila saying, and we know that an oila has to be only from the males. But he designated a female from an oila. V'yald and it gave birth. So afa pishal dezachi, even though it gave birth to a male, which ideally a male can be brought as an oila, nevertheless, yira chipu by mum. V'yabi b'dam of eilah should first get a mum, then be brought as an eilah because it comes from a kadusha kilut chuya, because its mother was never b'chal fit to be brought as an eilah. So therefore, the offspring, even though it's a male, got to sell it after gets a mum and then use that money to buy an eilah. K'vabiyanu b'maisa karbani shekal makim shano imrim yiplu nadava. Whenever we say the fund should go towards an adava, means hushi yitin hamayis pashifarish hoi b'mikdash shabiyanu mishkalam kamahim. And the nesachim that come together with that animal are from the public funds. Whenever we say that it itself should be brought as an oila, or he should sell it and use that money to buy an oila, unasachehu mishaloi. It requires smicha, and he has to bring the sachem from his own rishus. Lachavav. Vlad ha-maisid, the offspring of a maisid, or Vlad, tmuras ha-maisid. And the offspring of a tmur of a maisid. Vlad, tmuras ha-bchoy, the offspring of the tmur of a bchoy, revaldi, valdi, semat seifo oilam, hara elu lo yikrivo. These offspring should not be brought as karbonics, el yiro chipo behem mum, should pass through until they get a mum, the yachlo, and then they should be eaten, ka-bchoy, ka maisid, shnof behem mum, like a bchoy and a maisid, like a tzimun. Which means that valdi, tmuras ha-bchoy, la koin, think that a bchoy goes to koin, so the offspring of the tmur of a bchoy goes to koin, a valdi, maisid, tmurasi, la bailof. Zain. Vlad t'moris ha-pesach, k'tmoris ha-pesach, the offspring of the t'mor of a pesach has the same gather as the carbon pesach. Im ha-yisa imay k'tev ha-shlamim. So we have to judge this offspring on the basis of what its mother's status is. So if the status of the mother is that it should be brought as a carbon, for example, he was matpis, the kedusha of this carbon pesach, la'achar chatzei sayyim, erev pesach. So Vlad yikrav shlamim, so then its offspring should be brought as a shlamim. Im ha-yadina sh'timachar yavi b'demei ha-shlamim, if the din was that its mother should be sold and the proceeds go towards funding a shlamim. For example, the tumura occurred before Chatzei Seyoyim, Erev Pesach. So, af vlode, nimker v'yavi b'damah shlamim, the same applies to its offspring, you got to sell it and use that money to buy shlamim. Hifish nekeva l'pischoy, and we know that nekeva has to be a male. But in this guy's case, he separated a female for his carbon Pesach, v'yolda, oyshe fishmu beres, already designated it pregnant. So, hiv v'vlode, yiru achipu behem mum, v'yavi b'damah Pesach. Both the animal, the mother, and the offspring should pass through until they get a mum. Use that money to buy carbon Pesach. What happens if Pesach is coming along and you're waiting until it gets a mum and it doesn't get a mum until after Pesach? So it says, you got to bring a carbon Pesach, but when these animals get a mum, sell them and then use that money to fund the shlomim. The offspring of a kachim is born through a C-section. They should be redeemed. And use that money to fund the carbon. That is fit to purchase with the value of this offspring. The offspring of a balas mum. It's like the offspring of a tmima for all intents and purposes. And it itself should be brought as a carbon, even though the mother has a mum. If an animal designated as a carbon miscarried, stillborn, or the placenta is hanging at the animal, so it should be buried. And one is forbidden to have hana from them. So now that I'm just going to discuss the last mitzvah in this sefer, in the set of halachis, one who changes the status of an animal designated for a specific carbon to designate it for another carbon, over belay sasa, shenema babchoy, because it's shaped by bchoy, the yaktish ish ase, person should not be maktish the bchoy. The chure was pshat, the bchoy itself is the skadish when it's born. So what does it mean you shouldn't be maktish it? It means that Raman shliyasen o eloi shlomim. Don't give it a different title of oilo or shlomim. The same applies to all other kachim. Shema shana noisim egdusha l'egdusha. Echad kachim is beach. Ve'echad kachim bedek ha-bais. Case of what does that mean? Rem hikdash bedek ha-heichol. Somebody designated an animal for the upkeep of the base of mikdash. Lots of them is beach. Lo yishana the bedek ha-mizbech. Do not transfer its designation for the upkeep of the mizbech for carbon. V'chein koel ke-yetze b'zeh. Ve'in loikin alav zeh. But nevertheless, one does not receive malchus on account of this transgression. How is one able to act in guile to change its geder to make sure it doesn't become a carbon for the mizbeach? So magdishu bebetan kredin shival. You magdish it before it's born. From which we learn, once it is born, once the rev of the resh exits the body of the mother, then one is forbidden to transfer its title of kedusha. Therefore, he has a reshus to say that he's looking at the pregnant mother animal, and he says that if this fetus is a male, imu zacher, arizu oila will be an oila. He cannot say that if it's a male, it's going to be a shlamim. Because if he's making it to a shlamim, he's going to have a tzadana in the animal. Because b'char goes b'chlat to the kehan. So you can only designate it to be an oila, because by the end of the day, his enemy is not going to have any personal benefit from his statement. V'imama, if he says, if he made that statement ready after the majority of the head left the mother, this animal, the fetus, the baby should be an oila, it's ready, nitfas as a b'char, it cannot be an oila. We may not act this way in regards to an animal designated for carbon to be makdish its ubar for different carbon. The fetus takes on the same status as the mother. But they call uber mehem kedushas imay. Every fetus has the same kind of kedusha as its mother. You cannot change the status of a fetus as one is introduced by b'chayr. Why? Because the kedusha of b'chayr only is chal on it once it leaves the mother. So therefore, until it leaves the mother, one does have takar d'shus. He has the ability to change the gedur of its kedusha. At least to meila. Now the Rambam finishes off. Afal pisha kol chukei teira gezeri say. K'meish rabbiyana b'seif me'ila. Roi ilis b'ayin b'hem b'chol mashat yachal litin leitam tem leitam. Whatever person is able to give a mitzvah, a svar, or a reason, give it a reason. Harei omru chachomim harishayinim. Gemara over here quotes it from Gemara in Erevin. That shahamelech shleima haven reiv hataymim shol kol chukei teira. Shleima hamelech understood the majority of the reasons of the chukei teira. It all seems to me, says the Rambam, Shazer shomer kosev v'hoyu utmarasi yekeidosh. Now the Rambam is going to give his hesbir as to the reason of tumurim. Kinyan shenemar, so it's enlich to what the pasuk says. Ve'im hamakdish yigal is based of Yosef chamishes kesef ekechalov. The person designates his property, his house, to the base of mikdash. If he wants to redeem it to obtain it back to himself, he has to add a quarter of its value, making it a total of 5 pieces. Yard the Torah is safe. Machshev asadam ksas yitzehara. The Torah understood the psychology of the human being and his yitzehara. So even though this individual had already promised and designated something for the base of Mikdash, and he regrets, instead of redeeming it for its market value, who underappraise it. If you're going to redeem it and therefore attain it to yourself, you're going to add a fifth or a quarter. Same applies if you're Makdash and Amal Kedusha Zaguf. We're concerned, perhaps they're going to retract the statement. And being that a person is not able to redeem an animal that is perfectly fine to be brought as a carbon, you'll exchange it for a different animal. If you're going to exchange an inferior animal for a superior animal, you'll do the reverse. If you're a tevu, and you'll be chashed yourself to say that it's actually a good animal. Therefore, gave a blanket statement that you should not substitute an animal for another animal. And gave you knas im hechlif. And the part by saying all of these statements is kedei lachif es yitzrei ulasaking de Yosef to be miyasha a person's hanhagi. Quoting two different psukim from Yishai and from Yirmiyah. Lasakin hades ulayasha kol hamaisin. Chenu oim esotun mishli shleim melech says like a safti lachos shalishim. To know how to respond when people come to ask us for divrei chachma. And this is how we, Baruch Hashem, conclude Sefer Karbonis, Slikol Ho Hilchis Tmure, Siyata Deshmaya, like a Sikma of the Prakim, Sefer Chi, Nigma Sefer Chi, Bez Shakai, Amina Prakim, Shal Sefer Zech, Hamisha Vavoyim, 45 Prakim, Hilchis Kam Pesach Hasara Prakim, Hilchis Chagiga Shleisha Prakim, Hilchis Bechere Shemena Prakim, Hilchis Shkargis Chamisha Prakim, Hilchis Mechuzik Parah Chamisha Prakim, Hilchis Tmure, Arba'a Prakim. Okay, now we'll move on to the 10th Sefer, Shem Hashem Kelelam, as the Rambam begins every Sefer with the Kri of Kiddush Hashem, begins with a Pasuk from Tehillim, Leif Tahir Baray Elikim, V'ruach Nochin Chadish Bekirbi, Sefer Sidiv, Sefer Taira, V'chais HaShmeir contains 8 Halachis, V'zel Sidur and Hilchis Tumas Mesach, V'chais Paradume, Hilchis Tumas Tzaras, Hilchis Matami Mishka V'meshav, Hilchis Shar Avis Atumis, Hilchis Tumas Achim, Hilchis Kelem, and Hilchis Mikvois, Hilchis Tumas Meis Rambam gives one the mitzvah that this set of halachis discusses. Mitzvah asi achas contains one positive mitzvah. He din tumas smes, the din of what happens and what is involved in the discussion of a tuma impurity transferred by a corpse. Abay mitzvah prakam edel perik rishin halacha aleph. Hames matami b'magav masa ba'il tuma shiva. A corpse transfers tuma through touch, through being carried, and through being under the same structure or covering or being over that corpse, a tuma of shiva. It's a tuma chamura. You be tummy for 7 days. But tuma is mag v'oil mufarashim teira. Touching an oil is stated explicitly in the teira. Shneimah hanegeya v'beisachal nevesh adam v'tami shivis yamim v'nema kol abol ha'oyho chol shabay yitma shivis yamim. So we have mag and oil. What about tuma smas v'lach beis mepia shmur? But says the name of kavachemir advarim. It's a kavachemir im nevela a carcass of an animal. She tumas erev. A person comes into contact with it. He's only tummy till that evening. Veina matama ba'il, it's not matama ba'oiho. It can be under the same stretches on a veil, you're not tummy. Only when you touch it. Nevertheless, matama ba'masa, if you carry a certain amount of that novella, of that carcass, you become tummy. Shemava ha'noises nevlasam, ha'mesli koshikin. So much more so when it comes to the corpse of human body. How so? Because oman novella shemagal tumas erev, touching a novella, makes you tummy only till that evening. Masa tumas erev, and carrying that novella only makes you tummy till that evening. Af hamei, so to the mace. Shemagoi tumas shiva, who through touching it become tummy for 7 days. Masoi tumas shiva, so to we compare the contrast, or we compare the maga to masa. Therefore, masa zuso tummy shivas yom. Vayter lacha beis ein tumas masa b'meisim divri safin mel den teira. You might think to yourself, l'chure, if masa shteken shbefish and teira, it should be a takanas chachamim. But says the Rambam, them says that masa is din teira. The Yerali says the Rambam shezesh shasak mena akaso that which the teira did not specifically state masa by a human corpse is kedesh shasak mi isra bas. It's the same reason the teira didn't explicitly state the isra of being with one's daughter. If you also beferish afilo basa bas, the shasak misa rachilas basa bchalov. If you also beferish afilo bishulai, the same reason the Torah doesn't say matanish es and basa bchalov, because the Torah says you can't cook basa bchalov. It's already understood. Kach shasak matumis masa b'meis afish etime beferish afilo aholi. Right. Lach gimel. Tumas mago mura b'chamakim bein b'meis bein mishana matamim. Define tumas mago tum of touch. Who she yiga hadim b'fsari b'tuma. Person's flesh body has to touch the surface of the tumor. Bein biyadi, bein biragi, b'shagufi, whether he touches it with his fingers, with his toes, with another part of his body, afil b'shenu, even with his tongue, and his tummy, contact to contact. V'chein yirah liush imlaga b'tzipani b'shinov, if he touched it with his nails or with his teeth, nitma. Kevin j'heim chubarim l'guf, harei him kaguf. V'ayt l'chagim avon tachav adam tumor b'kesh, if a person inserted tumor inside a spindle, which was a type of a tube that was used to spin strings, and he suspended it into the neck, but it didn't touch the person's body, it was just within the airspace of the person. The guy who swallowed this tumor that is inside this reed is not tummy for tumas maga. The exterior part of his body never touched it. You're going to say, what about the interior part of his body touched it? It says, Lachadalid, krum shol shal hamaka. What about a scab? Harihu kair habasir inen maga tumas. It's considered skin in regards to tumas maga. Ukshus shol katan, the hair of an infant that is easy to be peeled off. Einok kair habasir is not considered oil flat skin in terms of tumas maga. Case where is that? The mishnagah betuma. If tuma came in contact with his scab, if a person who is tummy touches the hair that is easy to be pulled off from a baby's body, that baby is not tummy. A guy who is tummy who has a wound, and the guy who is tummy touches the scab of the guy who was tummy, nitma. Hey, a cotton tummy. If the minor was tummy, vanaga had toy bikshu shaloi, and the guy who is toy touches the easily the hair that's easily to be pulled off of this in a minor, like nitma, he's not tummy. Bein betumas meis, bein b'shar tumas. Regardless if this minor is whatever type of tummy he is, because again, there has to be skin contact to skin contact or skin to scab. V'chein l'chul chitzay v'tit v'chitzay behem midvarim shachitzay nala gof. Anything that's considered a chatzitza doesn't allow transfer of tumah from the guy who is touching or was being touched. Hey, just like a guy mistami attracts tumah, attains tumah through mago, kacha kelim kulam mistami benegias hatumah behen. So too, vessels, items also attain tumah. Chutz mikilcheres, with the exception of an earthenware vessel, sheinu mistami elam avira bilvad. It obtains tumor only through its airspace. Anything that transmits tumor to a human through contact, through physical contact, that item also transfers tumor when it comes into contact with the vessels. Anything that is not a matami person through touch, ain't a matami kelim. What's tumas masa? Tumas we're discussing touch. What about carrying? So bein b'meis bein b'shana matami b'masa, whether it's a corpse or any other impure substance that transfers tumor through being carried. Hu sheyisa ha'adam es ha'tumah. It's either by the individual carrying the tumor, even though he's not touching it. there's a sheet, or there's a board that is separating him from the Torah. Filo hoya beino yudabeino evan, hoya lenasa, being carried by him, nitma. Vecha the neisa al-reisha biyadi al-shagufa, whether he's carrying on his head, or his arm, or anywhere else, in his pocket. Vecha the neisa yuhu ba'atzme, whether he's carrying it himself, oishan asa achi, benicha lamayna miza, or somebody else was carrying it and he suspended it over him. Hoya venisis al-mikomakim nitma, being that, Reuven, say, placed the Davar Torah on top of Shimon, and Shimon walked, even though Shimon himself didn't put it upon him himself, Shimon is still Torah. Even if a person has, l'mashal, attached to a string of his tzitzis, there's enough of a sheer of a mace to be metame b'maso. He has thus carried it, and therefore is Torah. Zain, meisit b'chlau neisehu. What about hesed? Moving something? That's also, that falls under the gather of carry. Chodav shematambe b'masa, metambe b'hesed. Keitzad? Keirish yumanachas ala keisel. If a beam is suspended over a wall, perpendicular to the wall. So v'al tzida meis, oyne veloch heitz behen. On the other side of this beam, there's a corpse. Uba ha-toy, l'ktzei ha-keira, ha-sheni v'hinidoy. Somebody whose toy comes to the other side of that beam and kind of pushes down on that beam, thus moving the mace, like a swing. Kevin Shehina, this is Tumah Shabakatza Sheni. The moment he moves that Tumah that is on the other side of the board, Nitma Mishum Nase. Vain Sarach Leimar, needless to say, Moshach is a Katza Sheni Kenegada Aretz, Shigbiya Tumah, that if he pulled on this board until the Tumah was suspended up, Shazen Nase Vadi, this is for sure under the gather of Nase. Mazuva Chalke Yetzaba, he Tumas Hesset, Amur Bachamaki. Chest, Nase Vesech, Besa Starim Nitma. Somebody who carries in an enclosed part inside his body, does Taka become Tommy? Shaf Bishain Hanagiya Sham Nagi, even though, as we mentioned before, Nagiya's basis stardom is not Nagiya, but Hanaisa Sham Naisehu. So if he's to stand still, and there's Nagiya's basis stardom, he's not Tommy. Only the moment he begins to walk, thus carrying that item inside him, then he becomes Tommy. Elam Ke Nivla Hatuma Besechmaev, unless, when do we say Naisa inside is not Matame, if he swallowed it? Shemach Shehigiya. Because the moment it comes inside, he swallows it into his testings, he's not touching it, not carrying it. Vim Toval Torn, if it goes to Mikveh, he's Tor. Even though there's a Tommy substance inside it. When do we say a person, who is this individual that we're talking about that becomes Tommy through carrying something that is Tommy? The human being, Kalem. Kalem are not Mistami. Kalem do not obtain Tumah through masa. Okay, so what does that mean? A guy's holding many plates on his hand. And there's a mouse, there's a sheretz that is mitame.
A dead one.
On top of those stack of plates, Adam Tom Mishum Lace and Avail. The guy's tongue, because at the end of the day, he's carrying, he's transporting an Avail. A Kenim Shayodi Kulam Tain, all the Kenim Atari, Chutz, with the exception, Mikli, Ha'elion Shinogam Yatumah. The exception of the plate that has the actual sheretz on it. Tumas oil only applies by a human corpse, as we'll see by Yiddish human corpse. Even if you're just covering over the mace with a needle, the corpse is covering over a human being or a vessel, or the human being and the vessels are under the same roof structure as in this corpse had a elo to me with alf tumas or yahomura bachamakim who shat tama is a tumas adam is a kenam bachem shesh drachem elo that they transfer tuma to human beings and to vessels in the following three ways. Echad haba kulil oil hames, Sunday walks entirely into the structure that is covering a mace, oy haba mitzasil, part of his body enters that room. Har is a nitma ba'oil, filo hichten siyadei yirashitz ba'isav, even if his hands are just his fingers, oy chotma, his nose, entered that airspace of that room, his whole body that's outside is tummy. If he touches the lentil, as we see in this image over here, this is the interior of the house, this is the lintel.
Can I see?
So, Noga Bamashkev, he extended outwards the length of the doorframe at the top, right? So like going like this, imagine this is the interior of the room, he did like this by the mashkif. So he's extending the house to under where his hand is. Okay? Say, it's as if his whole body or part of his body has entered that room. Nagabaskup, what happens if he touches the threshold? So mitavach lamata karev la'aretz
tayer. What's if the threshold?
Threshold is on the floor. So the part of the, this is the threshold over here, he has an image. Over this is the threshold. So if he touch within a tefach of the ground upwards, so it's avi smicht is considered the earth. So the threshold, so he would be tayer. If however, mitavach olamalon tami, if he touched the surface area of the threshold that is more than a tefach from above the earth, he's tummy.
Threshold is in between the...
Threshold is before the door. It's before the door. Yeah, it's like, it's an askupa. The yirah olish adav is emidivrei. Fine, but base. Echad ameis miyisrael imen agoyim matami b'magav b'masav. When it comes to human corpses, whether it's a Jewish body or a goyish body, the matami b'magav b'masav. Aber jet gemol wenn ge mit tame bei oil ge is not mit tame bei oil da was a kabalo fer ge imel be mohammed smidon ba khol ne ge ba khol ul his ge shem oil da mohammed smidon what do we see over that only to a smag is mentioned to myself is not mentioned because ge im not mit tame bei oil khine ge in as to me so to ge doesn't attain to a smes el shge shna ge mes ge touches a mes in a say I hail hol of hey who kemish lo noga it's bekhlan significant it's like he never touched bekhlan say a live animal that touches a corpse. This doesn't just refer to tumas meis, it refers to all tumas. Ein hagoyim v'lo yihabehim mistan b'hem. A goy and an animal never obtain tumah. Right? Yudalit. Medivri safim, shehu hagim, kezav l'chol divreihim. It should be like a zav. So therefore, mishka v'meishav t'meim v'chule. Ve'en l'cha b'chol mini nefesh chayim, mash mistami v'hu chayim, metami v'hu chayim. There's nothing that, whilst it is alive, obtains tumah. Chutz min ha'adam b'vad, with the exception of the human being, v'hushi Yisrael, provided that he is a yid. Vayti yadalot echad gadol v'echad katam istam b'chola tumeis. Whether the individual is a minor or an adult, they become tamei, they obtain tumah from all various types of tumeis. Afilo b'tumeis sameis. A minor can even become tamei through tumeis sameis, or impart tumah, even though he's a minor. Shenema ba v'ish ashe yitma. Echad o'ish ba v'echad ha'katam. Shayhu Emir Vakal Han Foshois, Ashur Hoyusham, Nefoshois, everybody, even a god on the cotton. I feel a cotton be Yemish, no, we know, so you hear the Hamesa law of Nitma. If a cotton came into contact through Mago Masa or Oiho, because Tommy Shiv Sam, but it was Tommy Mace, who Shanadal the Tisha, provided he was born after full term. Avil Ben Shmeino, Harihu Kevin, he's considered like a stone, in terms of not being metalped on Shabbos, and that if he dies, you're not Mabal over him, Misabal over him. Now there's a bit of a different thing. Vain Makabal Tuma, and he's not Makabal Tuma. When does the human body begin to transfer tumor? Only when does it cease nefesh by the flat line. Even if his veins are lacerated, or he's in the death throes. Even if the kon and the veshet, the majority of them are cut, only when his neshama leaves do we say, oh, now the tumis maga masonoil apply. Of the majority of his neck and the flesh around it was snapped. Or some explain this to mean it was a very Viking style. This is how they would torture their enemies. They would rip open their back and they wouldn't remove the ribs. They would kind of invert them. So the whole rib cage was pointing out from the back. Nikra gaboy kadak. He would rip him like a fish. Oishahutaz Oishah's head was decapitated. They hung drawn and quartered, as we say in England. Hareza matami. Afal pisha dain humurafrif from a fact pebechel meivarif. Even though there's still some movement going on. In fact, because by the end of the day, very very soon this guy is it's a natural reflex, but the guy's dead.
Fine. Called by the chicken after you shechted. It's what are they called?
Maafrif, the different gesoys. What's the difference? Maafrif, fine. Perik sheni loch halif. Right in the sugi of Thomas Mess and Nefel. What about a stillborn? So afal pisha dain niskashu yavada begidin. Even though his limbs aren't fully formed, matami b'maga b'masa boil called him galdus shemes, like a regular human body. Shnemah and gave a mes lochol nefesh adam. Lechein so too, kezayis mepsar hames, kezayis of the flesh of a mace, bein lach bin yavish kecheres, whether it's fresh, it had just died, it was dry. Matami kemeshonim, what about v'hanetzel? But I'm just going to say in a moment what that is. Kabasar, it has a gather of basar, umatami bekezayis. Izeo netzel, zabasar shinameich v'nas alecha srucha, flesh of a human corpse that is decomposed, v'hu shetikrash oysa alecha nintzes min hames, but provided that fluidy substance that comes into being from the human corpse congeals. which shows us that it's taka from the human body. Shem karsha bidushi mipsari. If you make karsha, but if it doesn't congeal, in a matama. Shem akechavinihu, perhaps it's a saliva or it's not, whatever it is. It has to be decomposed human flesh. Base. Api shashun kunon lochem ish misinei heim. Yep. So afbi shashun kunon lochem ish misinei heim. Even though the beitza, the gregeris, the kezayis, the adosha v'chulei, it's all lochem ish misinei. Omru chachamim tchilas b'riyasi shaladim kezayis. That after day 40, there's a shir of a kezayis of what he is. The fikach shir tumas b'sari kezayis. Nefu he impats tumah if it's a shir of a kezayis. Gimel. We're going to discuss now. Eivim min hachai, not of a behemoth, of a human. Eivim min hachai and eivim min a mace. When do they transfer to me? Gimel. First, going to start eivim min hachai. So eivim shenechtach min adam hachai. If a limb is removed from a living human body, so areyu kamei shalim, that limb is like a human body, and therefore it's like a corpse. Therefore, matami b'maga b'masa b'oyu. Fine. Filo eivim katan shokatan b'yemei. Even if this limb is of a baby that had just been born, shavarim ein lahem shir. If it's a fully formed limb, it doesn't have to be. It can be even a less than. If this limb is less than a kazai, it's still matami. Shnemer v'chel sheyiga apnei asad b'chal cherev v'bemeis. Adav yedua shadin chal cherev kedin chal evan chal shadvar. Shad. What does the pasuk coming to teach me? That if a person has been in contact with a corpse that had been killed, why does it have to tell me that it had been killed with a sword? Kiro, that if a person is killed with a rock or with an arrow, he has a different din as a corpse. He's still a corpse. What's the Torah come to tell me that he's killed with a sword? It's come to teach me that if a limb had been swung off because it came in contact with the sword, so something comes in contact with that limb, if it's a full limb, it's matama like the corpse itself. But when does the Bible apply? When this limb is a fully formed limb. It's a full limb. Basar v'gidim atzamis. It has the flesh, the sinews that attach the flesh to the bone, and the bone. Shneimer ibe etzem adam. Etzem shehu kadam. Ma adam basar v'gidim atzamis. Af eivim menachai. Ad sheyiyu kibriyasi basar v'gidim atzamis. Aval kol yivaloshim, the spleen and one's tongue. Ruchei tzibahen. Af bishen eivim bifnei atzmi. Even though they comprise of a limb. Hoyav ein bahim etzem. Being that they don't have a bone. Harehin kashar habasar. They have the gathered of shar basar. That is cut off from somebody who is alive, that is not matame, as we'll see in the end of this halach. That chaser, now what happens? Chaser, min ho etzem shel evu kol shuhu. If this limb that has the basi gidim atzamis is missing part of the bone, harei ho evu kulei tar, the whole evu is tar. Chaser, mibsari, part of the flesh is missing. So im nisharal of basi shreila alas beirucha bechai. Yisap of yishlam, let's be mashai. Let's imagine as if this limb is now connected to the body. And there's part of the flesh that is missing. So if it would be connected to the body, only a minute part of flesh is missing, so that the body is able to regenerate that flesh, right? If so much flesh is missing, that even if it's still attached to the original body, the flesh wouldn't regenerate. Because it doesn't have the gather of a human corpse. Flesh that is perish menachai, that is severed from a human body, that is alive. So to a bone, without any flesh, that separates from a human body that is alive, is also tar. Now we're going to discuss, yeah?
So we see that it's much more stricter when it comes to masa.
Right.
Oil,
yeah. Because what is the vart oil is only if it's a human, if it's a mace. What is the gather of a mace? That's what that I'm coming to define. If it's a human corpse, what defines a human corpse? Oh, it depends if the limb is from a live person or from a dead person. For chuli. Now we'll discuss an evim and a mace. Now, evim and a patient and a mace, what happens if you have a limb that's attached from a dead body. The time of a makam masa ba'il kames. For who provided she shon kibiyasi has to be a full even basi begin atzamis. Chaser atzmoi. What happens if part of the bone is missing? So im nishar all of basi kezayis. So if there is still a kezayis amount of flesh on this bone, the tamei kames shalim. Right. Well, more machmir in this case. Unlike even menachai, but here we say that if there's even if part of the bone is missing, as long as there's a kezayis of flesh, it's matama like a complete corpse. Now, what happens if we have an Eiver that it itself is less, or is a Kezayis Mitzumtzum, it's a very small Eiver, and part of the flesh of that Eiver is now removed? So it says that if, when it's attached to the body, the body would be able to regenerate that flesh in that place where it's missing, so it's matame like a human corpse, like a full corpse. It's like any other bone of a mess that doesn't comprise of flesh.
So then,
right.
So even though it's missing a bone,
if part of the bone is missing.
But if it has basar of a kazayis of basar.
Yeah, the time is shown.
If it's chas to the basar, how much basar is missing?
So we have to say that chas to the basar, and now there's less than a kazayis of flesh on it. Because otherwise, if there's a kazayis of flesh, obviously it's matame. Like a mace.
Right.
So there's less than a kazayis of basar. But if this avid cotton would be attached to the original deceased corpse, if that corpse, that body would be alive enough, and only a minute amount of flesh was missing so that it'd be able to regenerate, then we say, even though there's less than a kazayis, it's no more time. Fine. Uh-huh. Hey, what about the marrow, bone marrow? The hemoglobin produces red blood cells. It's healthy for the body. So therefore, if you have kulis hamase, if you have a thigh bone of a corpse, for who had some assassin mishnek tzeisof, it's sealed from both sides. It's the strongest bone of the human body. If there's enough healthy marrow inside it, so that if it were connected to a live body, it would be able to produce what it needs to produce. If that marrow was like a, for lack of a better term, a gregor, it was moving around inside the colus. So imish by kazayis, if there's a kazayis of marrow, harizu matame ba'il. Afal pishatzim sasim got started right of this tiny, that it's sasim. This it's being covered by all sides. So why should the marrow be matame? Says that I'm tumah bekasav ela bekasav yeredes kamoshes bar. This is a call that I'm going to discuss later in Perek Zayin. Shamoyach kabasa lechol davar. Marrow is like flesh for intents and purposes. So that if there's a kazayis, it's matame ba'il. Vav hevir vabasav medaldim ba'adam. What about if a person has, if there's a limb of flesh that is hanging loosely from a human being, so even though it's kimat decapitated, there's no way it's going to be able to grow back to hirup. Mesa, then what happens if the person dies? So now, we view this limb that is on its last leg, kilo, imagine his leg is on his last leg, so we view it as its tahir, as if it was detached before he died. It's matami tzad evim menachai, v'ena matami mishum evim menemes. Says that I'm a mabin even mechayil even mase. There's mesakim even menachay boser a peishmen of etzma peishmen of tohenu. If flesh or a bone is removed from a human living body, it's tohu. So therefore, this limb that was dangling from him before he died and then he died is tohu for this discussion. Of even min hamase, which is the rest of his body, boser a peishmi meno. Any flesh that comes detached from it. The etzim hapeish mimenu, and a bone that comes detached from it, kapeishim in hames hashalim umatamim vishiurim, which would be a kezayis. Zayin, ubein evim menachai bein evim nemeis ein him shir. Evim menachai, if it's a full limb, if it's a complete limb, whether it's from a live person or a dead person, the shir is insignificant. If it's a complete limb, arm chachamim say the chacham. Masayim shmeina varbayim mivonim 248 limbs yesh beish kolach viach mehen basa v'gidin v'etzim. Each limb has sinews and flesh around it. In Hashinaim and Aminion, teeth are not part of the camp. B'isho Masayim, Vechem Vechemishim, women have 251 limbs. Kol Evim Mehem Shepedish Kibriyasai, so any limb that is detached in its full form, Beim Menachayim, Beim Menameis, Mtam B'makam Vasa Ba'oil, Chut, with exception, Mishleisha, Yivonim Yisrei Shabish, with three extra limbs that a woman has, She'en Mtam B'oil, the Gemara has a limit for this. V'chein, so too, Etzbi Yisrei Shiyash Ba Etzem Ve'im Botzipayrim, the Halkin Kaab, the guy has an Etzbi Yisrei, has an extra finger that does not have a nail. Okay, interesting case. He has an extra finger that has a bone inside it. It's not stomach growth. It's an actual extra finger, but doesn't have a nail. So in nisperes agav yad, if it grew on the side of his palm, so it's canted along with his other fingers, we take it into the cheshbon of the majority of his evarim. This will be important to remember in a couple of halachas. Ve'im in nisperes, if it's not canted in the seder of his fingers, for example, it's growing in the palm of his hand, it's growing up from the back of his hand, what happens if this finger that is nisperes al gav yad also has a, excuse me, if this finger that is growing, say, from the palm of his hand or from the back of his hand, has a nail, harihi kishar hivarim. Pneima goes to tumal etzba shein nisperes, why would the chachamim gezer tuma? In regards to a finger that is not nisperes, that is not counted with, that doesn't seem like it's an actual finger, and it's only really a growth, says the Chacham Gezeirim Shom Nisperes. It's a Gezeirim because of an etzba that is Nisperes. And because that etzba is Metame, they said that even an etzba that is not Nisperes is also Metame. Falomli Timur Ba'ayol Chorib, why didn't they define that growth should also be Metame Ba'ayol? It's also Lohekir, Kedei Lohidia, Shetumasa Medevrei, Mishom Gezeirim, Kedei Shle Yisrafal, Tumasa, Truma V'Kachim. Noch Aches. Now we're going to discuss the bones of a mess. Atzmi Sames. Shein Oleim Basar. the bone of a corpse that doesn't have any flesh on it. In the case of the Mitzvah, if we can tell it's the bone of a human skeleton, the bones that are metame like a human corpse, a shidra, spine, gugelos, skull, rei binyone, he's going to define what this means. Shidra, the case of what, how do you define the spine? Shidra, shishlema, a complete spine, shi kameis, harei kameis shalim. If you're under the same structure as an entire spine, it's like you're being under the same structure as an entire human corpse. If any of the vertebrae were missing, in which case it requires a kazais. How gugelos case, what, how do you define the skull? So gugelos shehi shleim, if it's a complete skull, harei kameis. If there's a sela worth of skull bone missing, which is about the diameter of about an inch to about an inch and a half, harei kashar hatzamis. If there were many holes in the skull, kulam esaf and the kasela, if when we combine them together, they come to the shira of isela, then it doesn't have the gather of igulgayus. Kol binyanu shel adam, how do you define binyanu? So who shteya shekayim v'hayreichayim, the two shekayim and yereichayim, which would be the two calf bones, the two thigh bones, v'atzlois v'ashidra, the rib cage and the spine. Okay, that's reiv binyanu. Now that's called binyoni.
What shekayim and
shekayim yechem? Shekayim are the calves, which is
the calves.
Calves, C-A-L-F. So the bones at the bottom. Oh, he brings a picture of the calves. These are the calves, and this is the yard. Okay. So two shekayim, yerichayim, shidra, and it's slice. So kolbin, that's a kolbin yoni. So reiv bin yoni shomeis, we said that if you're under the same oil as reiv bin yoni, you're kolbin yoni. If you're reiv bin yoni, are you kemeis shalom? Okay, what's reiv bin yoni? Okay, it's at kegein, shtei sheikov yarech achas, two thigh bones, excuse me, two calf bones and one thigh bone. Well, the reverse is mistama also correct. Behim chaser.
Altogether, 2, 4, 5, 6.
No, all your reiv.
2, 4.
Reiv bin yoni would mean that if you're under the same structure as.
Three.
We need three bones, that's it. You don't need to spine the rib cage. Because they are larger bones, for this case, are considered reiv binyani.
Because there's still only it's six altogether.
Right.
Three and three.
Right, but because these are very large bones, so that's a bone. If any of these bones, if you have these three bones and some of that bone is missing, reiv binyani case, how do you find reiv binyani? So reiv binyani are the larger bones in the body. Reiv binyani is if we were to take ketzad reiv minyan atzmi sameis. You know, two, how many limbs did we say before? 248. Half of 248 is 124. So you need 125, that's called Reiv Minyanu. 125. So if you're under the same structure as 125 bones of the body, then you're considered to be under the same oil as a mace. If, however, you are under the same structure as 124, which is exactly half of minyan atzmis adam harin k'shar atzmis.
What do you say about shar atzmis?
That's not matamibah.
Only the other two.
Yeah. So afal pi, says the Rambam, afal pi shohoya adam zeyasa b'yavar v'chasa b'yavar. Let's say, let's take for example this guy who is an etzbei seder, who's missing a limb, yeah? So emash gichem al minyan reiv kol adam. We don't take into cheshbon what the majority of everybody around them has. We have to judge each case and each individual individually. Unless he has a etzbias seder that is the nesperes al gav hayad, which is taken into the minyan. So if this individual has an etzbias seder that counts, so he has, we say he has 248 limbs, so now he has 249. So let's just make it simple. He has 250 limbs. So for him to become tamei for being under the same. It's atumas oil. He would need to be under the same structure as 126 atumas, which is more than half of 250. Fine. Yeah.
Test.
Yeah.
Or if it has a nail.
So it has to be. Yeah. If it's a limb that is counted as an additional limb, then the halfway mark is lifted up by another limb. Test. Shout out to Misame, Shembehem, Reiv Minyan, Vilebinyan. What about any other bone that is not Reiv Minyan or Reiv Binyan? Vile Shidra Shlema, Vile Gugay Shlema. It's not a complete spine or complete skull. Im Hoye Behem, Reiv HaKav. If all these different bones comprise a quarter of a calf, which is about 300 centimeter cubed, a volume, Hare Eidel Metamim Kemes, Bamaga Bamasa Ba'oil. Hoye Pachas Mereva, Afilo Etzim Kasa Eira. If they were less than a Reiv HaKav, even if it's the missing just a etzem of a just a sa'ira side to mash me to a calf, tam b'makam b'mas of inim b'tam b'goy. Good. Hoy etzem echad, if we have this one individual bone, afilu yesh b'reva, even if this individual bone creates a reva calf of, it comprises a reva calf of a tzomis, hari is a matam b'makam b'mas of inim b'tam b'oil. When do we say this reva calf is matami b'oil, if it's comprised of many bones, not just if it's one bone? Tumas etzem echad, says Rama Malacha mipia kabbalah. It's halacha mipia kabbalah pshat. Moshe ben Tutas, it's not halacha Moshe ben Sinai. It's how Moshe ben Tutas on the pasuk. Lefi shenemar, which is also, but lefi shenemar v'chol negeh be'etzem. Luna pia shmo afilo etzem kasa oira metam b'magam b'masa. Even coming into contact with an etzem that is the size of a sa'ira, a kernel of barley is metami b'magam b'masa. Lefi shu tomasi halacha hariu kedin teira hariu din teira v'lemidivis safrim. Being that this halacha we learn, the pshat in this pasuk is how Moshe ben Tutas does pshat does meet a din teira. It's not a tekanas chacham. With Aleph, Mace Shirikivo Atmes Bekevit, Atmes Bekevit. If you have a corpse whose body had decomposed in his grave, Vanasu Rekev, so Molochafna Mace Rekev, Matamba Bamasa Ubahil Kames. Two fistfuls, two palmfuls of this Rekev, of this decomposed corpse, is Matamba Bamasa and Bahil Hames. Obevena Matamba Bamaga. If you were to touch this Molochafna of Rekev, your finger goes right through it. You have to touch the whole thing with Vasachas. If you have Shaliga Bakur, you can't touch the whole thing in one go. Shari and go fast, it's not one clump. Even if you're going to mix everything together, make a paste, any chibur. With base, dam and mace, now I'm going to discuss dam. Tun, I'm discussing exomis, I'm going to discuss blood. Blood and bones, oh boy. Dam and mace, matami kamase, bamaka bamasa ba'oil, shneb benefesh ha'adam. Venemer ki hadam hu hanefesh. So, nefesh, so the blood is like the life force, so it's matami. Kamish yuri revis, afilu tamsis hadam. Moshe tamsis hadam, not dam hanefesh. After the dam hanefesh leaves, then blood continues to flow. But it's not the dam that causes the neshama to leave. The neshama had already left. So this dam that comes out after is called tamsis hadam. So kosmei sheshbe adam dumis, as long as it has a red tinge to it, the tami bo'eho kamis. And gimel, dam achai, what about the blood of a guy who's alive? Yeah? So a guy's having an operation, and there's blood coming out. So what about the blood? So afilu dam mechira, even if it's dam that is caused by being stabbed, in his neck, that's nechir bit technically means how he's a tohu, because he's still alive. Abar kos man shu chay. As long as he's alive, that dam that comes out from that wound is tohu. The side of dam shiotz min abach reino samach lemisa im hadam shiotz min achar shemis. What happens if the dam is coming out of his neck and it mixes in with dam that comes out his neck after he died? Right? V'chol ha'tarevis revis, but the whole tarevis of dam is a revis. V'nidu kam yotzim mechayim v'kam yotzim achar misa. We don't know how much left his body before he died or after he died. Afilu chetz revis mechayim v'chetz achar misa. Even if one could imagine the situation to be that there's exactly half dam of before he died and half dam of after he died, there's no real reason why this dam should be metame, right? Says the Rambam is a nikra dam tavusa. It's called a dam tavusa, a mixture of blood. Metame b'magam b'masa b'oyo, elo, shetamasim divri safra.
It might be a revis.
Could be a revis, yeah.
So if you know for sure that it's not a revis, let's say
you know for sure, it's yeah. Happening.
No, it is half.
If it is half.
Is this if you know for sure? Or is if it's
half? If you know for sure.
It is half.
You know for sure?
Yeah. It's called Dam Tavusa. Haruk, Shahi Mutal Alamita. A guy who is, who had been shot, say, and he's lying on his bed. And Vedoma Menatif Kishul Chai Vyered Laguma. The blood is dripping from the bed and it's flowing into a pothole that's next to him. Umes, and he dies. But he had Dam Menatif Achar Moise Vyered Laguma. So you have this dam that's in the floor that had been collected there since he was alive. Now, the dam keeps him dripping from after he's dead into that pothole. So, Zeram HaRekol Adam Shabbat Toi. All that blood in that hole in the ground is Toi. Shatipa Tipo Rishayno. Batla Hadam Shiyatze Michai. Every tip that comes down, automatically becomes Batla because he got a majority of dam to be Mavatla that time. Yatze Menor Revis Dam Bovav. What happens if an exact Revis of dam had left him? We don't know if it left when he was alive or if it left when he was dead. There's a svektum b'kshar svekis. This is together of svektum. This will be explained in greater length in shara b'shutumis. Fine. That's vav. I'm going to discuss the kever. A kever, a tomb, calls man shatuma b'seich as long as the corpse is inside that kever. B'tamib b'magam b'oihul kemes din teira. Shnemer oi b'meis ei be'etzem adam ei b'kover. V'echad negei b'gagish o kever negei b'kosei. This applies when he touched the top of the side of the tomb. Who she a bonivus has provided that the body is concealed from all sides. If a person positions a vessel or blocks top or next to the mace, the kisa all of melamala bekeno meibav vanam chetsim hen, and then cover the mace with other blocks. Zeh kisa emul to melamala nikro gedol. So this top part, the slab that is on top of the mace, is called the gedol. Elo atzadon hamamidin es gedol, shu nishan alei nikro defik. Now these sides that are supporting the gedol are called the defik. Both the goyel and the deifik are matame b'maga and b'oyho. T'mosim divi sofrim. V'ena matame b'masa. They're not matame b'masa. Just like a kevin, din teir is not matame b'masa. The fikach therefore finishes with the ram melachot esvav. Im gorar is hagoyel b'chavolim eshe kisa at she kisa semes. If he carried or if he dragged the goyel with ropes until he covered the corpse. Hence, so it's a heset, which is an extension of masa. Or he pushed it off, thus moving it from on top of the mace. Or he positioned the defik so that it supports the girdle on top of it. Or removed it with ropes, so the girdle fell down. Because masa does not apply to the din of girdle of a defik. The supports of the supports of the sides of not so professional kever atahir. Tazayin final loch is sadu shenechesh ba kever. If you have a field in which there had been a grave that had been plowed, vavdu atzmi samiz ba'afra, and now the bones of this individual are scattered all over the field, right? Here nikra beis apras. The gather of this field, the title is called the beis apras. Afora matami b'magam masa. Its dirt is matami when you come into contact with it, when you carry the dirt. Perhaps there's a sa'ira's worth inside there. It's not matame ba'oyho. The reason is because it was threshed. There cannot be a kezayis of this etzem that is complete. And we know that only kezayis is matame when it comes to tumas oil. So too, call Eitzis O'amim everywhere outside Eitzis Yisrael. Afara matame b'magam b'masa. Its dirt transfers impurity through touch and to being carried. B'pnei hot samis because of the graves in there. Shein is hard in boy. Tumas beis apras. Eitzis O'amim. Midivri safim kamei shi'is boy. Later on in Perikil the new